No scientific truth, no archaeological find or historic discovery has ever controverted the Word of God. Never. None. Don't you find it outstanding that words written thousands of years ago that skeptics attribute to mere men remain untouched? The fact is, the more academia discovers, and the more sophisticated our science becomes, the more the principles of the Word of God are confirmed, miracles and all. Jesus revealed the greatest mystery of all time in John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Would you like to be part of this marvelous truth? Would you like a brand new beginning? Would you like to be born again? Would you like to have life and have it more abundantly, even eternal life in Christ Jesus? God said, man said, has good news for you. Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Do it now. We'll wait for you here. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 2, 16 and 17, And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. God said, Psalms 51, verse 5, Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. God said, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were, by nature, the children of wrath, even as others. God said, 1 Corinthians 2:14, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. Man said, The Bible has no relevance for an educated society. Its principles are old and outdated and cause more harm than good. Now the record. At God Said, Man Said, we find it hard to convey just how enthralled we are with the Word of God. It's truly everything. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ, and it reads, And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. This is feature article 483 that certifies the inerrancy of the Bible and proves that God is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. These features are archived in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday evening, God willing, the number grows by one. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. We're so happy you have come. It's hard for many to fathom, but the answer to all of life's dilemmas and the solution to all of them are found in God's holy book. The idea that there was a beginning just over 6,000 years ago, the idea that God created all that you see in six literal days, the idea that he made one immortal man and one immortal woman, and the idea that the progenitors of all mankind fell from God's grace and that sin and death began to reign because even Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, to the ignorant, is ludicrous. Never mind that the record of the world's non-biblical cultures say yes. Never mind that ancient historians say yes. Never mind the molecular biologists say yes. Never mind that geology says yes. Never mind that medical science says yes. Just never mind. Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. God's only restriction placed on Adam and Eve was that they not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Again, Genesis 2:17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Without this knowledge, it would not be possible to sin. The Bible defines sin in James chapter 4, verse 17, "Therefore to him that knoweth to do good, and doeth it not, to him it is sin." Then Romans 5, 13, "But sin is not imputed where there is no law." Of course, even Adam ate of the deadly tree and were booted out of paradise that very day. Many years later, they died physically. Note, there is a physical realm and there is a spiritual realm. Adam and Eve no longer possess the seed of innocence to pass on to their children. As a result, their offspring in regard to the spirit of life were spiritually stillborn. We were born dead in trespasses and sins, thus the need to literally be born again. The concept of the miracle of born again was, and for most still is, the greatest mystery of all time. But unfortunately for carnal man, he was born with the seed of knowledge of good and evil on board. The Word of God speaks of natural man's state in Ephesians 2, 3, "among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." If this is true, that carnal man is on board at birth, then there should be abundant proof to support this premise, and there is. Psychology has long rejected the concept of the sin nature and has suggested a clean slate at birth, but new research says carnal man on board. Could the scriptures actually be accurate? Were we shapen in iniquity? Were we actually born into this world with a fallen carnal spirit of Satan on board? Creation Magazine published the following under the title, "Children Born to Sin." Psychologists who conducted a study of 511 toddlers under 18 months old have concluded that children are born with a destructive and aggressive streak. The research revealed that 70% of these youngsters snatch and grab things from others, 46% push and shove, 27% bite, 24% kick, 23% fight, 21% physically attack, and 15% hit out. The fact that we inherit our sin nature from Adam is unpopular in our culture, thus the finding that these children demonstrated this behavior long before it could have been learned shocked many psychologists who had expected them to still be at an age of innocence. End of quote. The following excerpts are taken from a feature published by England's Daily Mail on May 10, 2010. At the age of 6 months, babies can barely sit up, let alone take their first tottering steps, crawl, or talk. But according to psychologists, they have already developed a sense of moral code and can tell the difference between good and evil. An astonishing series of experiments is challenging the views of many psychologists and social scientists that human beings are born as blank slates and that our morality is shaped by our parents and experiences. Instead, they suggest that the difference between good and bad may be hardwired into the brain at birth. In one experiment involving puppets, babies aged 6 months old showed a strong preference to good, helpful characters and rejected unhelpful, naughty ones. In another, they even acted as judge and jury when asked to take away treats from a naughty puppet. Some babies went further and dished out their own punishment with a smack on its head. Professor Paul Bloom, a psychologist at Yale University in Connecticut, whose department has studied morality in babies for years, said, "A growing body of evidence suggests that humans do have a rudimentary moral sense from the very start of life. With the help of well-designed experiments, you can see glimmers of moral thought, moral judgment, and moral feeling even in the first year of life. Some sense of good and evil seems to be bred in the bones." End of quote. Other studies found the same results with 5-month-olds. Carnal men demand proof, but when offered, they simply say, "Never mind." Thousands of years before today's vaunted science began to understand the reason why, God declared it in his inerrant word. He declares sophisticated knowledge and secrets of life that only the Creator could know. The Bible pronounces carnal man on board at birth, and now science says, yes. You can trust God's word. It is the truth. You can trust God's word. It never changes. You can trust God's word. It's a place to build a life. God said, Genesis 2, 16 and 17, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." God said, Psalms 51, 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." God said, Ephesians 2, 1 through 3, "And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." God said, 1 Corinthians 2:14, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God." Man said, "The Bible has no relevance for an educated society. Its principles are old and outdated and cause more harm than good." Now you have the record.